the Batchy Bubble. We'll find you love when you're in lockdown. It's no trouble. Before you know it, you're in a wedding gown.
Lockdown, look, it's not fair for so many people. And we thought, you know what? We could help out single people here. It's been about 18 months of not being able to get out and mingle. And love connections aren't happening. And people aren't finding someone special. So we thought, well, let's help out in this department. And last week we found, well, we're going to find out by the end of the show. We're going to touch base with Lauren and see how her date went with Jordan. But Lauren was dating three gentlemen last week, and one of the gentlemen she dated was Dane. Now, Dane got a lot of feedback on Dane through our social media, women and girls wanting to meet him.
So we thought,
let's make Dane our second. You've put the word victim in my head, Josiah. I was going to say second victim in the Batchy Bubble, but second bachelor in the bubble. Dane is back on the show. Hi, Dane.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Dane, we're going good. We've had lots of people sliding into our DMs, and I will stress again, it's the Fifi Fev and Nick DM, the social media
Fifi
account,
box.
not my personal
Fifi
one. That's not going to work. Dane, lots of women around Melbourne and Victoria want to date you. Continue to slide in, girls, by the way, because Dane is going on a date every day this week, and then he's going to pick the lucky lady on Friday, and we're going to set them up on an actual Zoom date Friday night, Uber Eats vouchers, we're going to send flowers, we're going to make it like a real proper date for you. Now, Dane, for any women and girls listening, what are you looking for, Dane?
I guess what I'm looking for is just someone who I can have a pretty good connection with, someone who probably doesn't mind speaking their mind, enjoys a bit of banter, has a laugh at my ridiculous jokes, and enjoys the outdoors and being kind of active. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for in a partner.
Oh, well, Dane, it's hard listening to you. It's hard to understand why you're even single. You sound like an absolute catch, Fev.
Yeah, he does. I just want to ask him, how did you go on Friday when Loza rejected you? Have you recovered from that?
I was a little bit disappointed, to be honest, but I think she made the right choice. Her and Jordan seemed like a pretty good match, so happy for both of them to sort of head along
classy,
with their date.
Boxy.
Yeah, well, Jordan got in first. He was the first date, and they started texting straight after that date, so Dane, he did get a head start on you, but based on the fact that we have had meltdown in our DMs, we have your first date. Now, we're going to join you both on this first radio date in the Batchy Bubble. Dane, please meet Amanda from Greensboro. Amanda, hi.
Good morning, guys. And also, good morning to you, Dane. How are you?
Good, Amanda. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. I hope you had a good weekend despite being in lockdown.
Oh, I had an amazing weekend. What about yourself?
Oh, you know, it wasn't too bad. You know, just trying to keep occupied around the house. Not much else you can really do.
That's about all you can do, yeah.
I'm pretty lucky. I've got two dogs to keep me company, so they definitely keep me amused. So,
what sort of dogs do you have?
So I have an English Staffy. Her name's Luna, and I have a Staffy Cross Huxley, who's a rescue, so I hope you're a dog person.
I am massive animal person. I love all sorts of animals. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I do have one question for you, Amanda.
Yep.
What would your ideal date be?
Ideal date? I'm assuming this is outside of lockdown.
outside of lockdown, yes. Of course.
You know, maybe spending the day going for a hike somewhere, you know, followed by a drink and a meal sort of at a pub somewhere.
That sounds perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah. You know, I can bring the dogs along if you want. They'll certainly make it interesting, and they like to be included in everything. So
absolutely. You can't leave the dogs at home.
God, a lot of chemistry here, Boxy.
There is a lot of chemistry here. And sorry, I got distracted. I've been flicking through both of your Instagram accounts and great match. Lovely. Your photos, Amanda, are beautiful. Those Tassie shots. Sorry, I'm fixated by your photography.
Oh, thank you. So I was lucky enough to escape part of lockdown 5, I think, and get to Tassie. So it was nice to experience normal life for a little bit and come back to lockdown. So
I just can't believe there's two people that both would choose to go on a hike for a date. That's
that lost me.
I thought a hike's something you get forced into on a school camp.
Well, this was great. Amanda, it was lovely to meet you, and thank you for being part of the first Batchy Bubble date. Dane, there's Amanda. We hope maybe there was a connection made here, but we will join. Well, you'll join us tomorrow morning, Dane, and we'll send you on your second date. So we may hear from you again, Amanda. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Dane. Fifi,
Fev and Nick. Dane, welcome. Foxy. Welcome back to the Batchy Bubble.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
We're great, Dane. We are great. We're loving being on this love journey with you. And yesterday we witnessed your date with Amanda. Now we have a lovely girl from Elsternwick for you. Her name is Mila. Mila, welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning.
Mila, you are a banker. You are Brazilian. You love the outdoors, boxing, cooking, and you've got a little Jack Russell. Dane loves animals. We think you have a lot in common. So, Dane, please meet Mila.
Hey, Mila, how are you going?
Hello, good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's your morning been?
Great. I already did some meditation. I had my tea and I had a walk with my dog and I'm ready to start my work.
That's a good way to start the morning. I definitely wish I kind of had that morning. Mine's been a bit more hectic, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. What do you usually do for outdoor sports? Are you into like activities?
Yeah. I try and stay active, get out as much. My brother's got a couple of dogs, so I get out and walk the dogs within my 5K radius, of course. just anything outside, hiking, rock climbing, camping, anything like that is awesome.
Awesome.
I think Mila wanted to ask you why your morning's been so tough.
Why has my morning been so tough? It's just hectic at work at the moment. We've got a lot going on, so it's been very busy.
What do you do for work?
I work in civil construction, so it's a big time for the construction industry at the moment. So what about yourself? What do you do for work?
He's cashing
up. I'm a banker.
Oh, yes. Yep.
I enjoy cooking. Sports is my everyday. What else? I don't know. Ask me a question.
Sports and banking. Right. Combo.
Oh, yeah, money.
Dane, anything else you wanted to ask Mila while we've got you both in the bubble?
Yeah, just what do you look for in a partner, Mila?
I'm looking for that partner in crime that we're going to be doing activities every day. We're just pushing each other, challenge each other, love traveling, exploring new things in life, even like new food, and I'm into food as well. So good company.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds perfect. Yeah.
This does sound perfect. Mm. Oh, I have to say, I really enjoy being a voyeur in this bubble because Dane and Mila, I mean, on paper, and I've seen both your Instagram accounts, you look like the perfect match. And what I'm also realising is that we should, in fact, Mila, if you don't end up pursuing a connection with Dane, I reckon we could find you someone. So I feel like slide into our DMs if you like any of our Batchy Bubble contestants. Dane and Mila, we'll leave it there for today. Dane has one more date to go through before he makes his decision who he's going to date at the end of the week. It's the big Zoom date where
proxy.
We get you Uber Eats vouchers, we give you flowers, we get the romance going. Dane, how did you feel about Mila?
Yeah, we'll have a chat off air and we'll see how it goes.
Great. Mm. Mila, I could listen to you all day. That Brazilian accent, wow.
Thank you.
Yes.
Slide into Boxy's DM.
No. I feel like
Nick.
Mila will do well, whatever. Fifi, Fev and Nick. Now, we have one more lady you're about to meet. Then tomorrow we're going to have Osha Ginsberg on the show, the guru, the love guru from the Bachelor franchise. And he's going to give you his input. And then you get to select of the three women we've presented to you, which one you would like to go on your ultimate date on Friday. Zoom date, of course, all taken care of by us. We'll get the food. We'll take care of it. Dane, before that happens, though, we would like you to meet Ruby from St Kilda. Hi, Ruby. Are you there, Ruby?
Oh, she's Ruby. Stood him up already.
Me?
Oh.
Yeah. Ruby. Hi.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes. Now, Ruby, before we go any further, there is a little fact about you we'd love to share. Ruby, you are friends. You're actually best friends with Lauren, who we set up on the date last week.
He rejected Dane.
I am indeed, yes.
Now, Lauren didn't go ahead with Dane, but Lauren actually said to you, why don't you get involved and date Dane?
Yes, she did. Luckily, we don't have the same taste in men, so it worked out pretty well for us.
So you're meeting Dane now. Ruby, Dane, have a chat.
Hey, Ruby, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you, Dane?
I'm very well, thank you. How's your morning been?
My morning's been good. Just finished a run and just getting ready to do some work at home. How about you?
Gone for a run already. That's dedication right there.
Yeah, I try and stay busy in lockdown.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. My morning's been pretty good as well. Like, the weather is amazing this morning, so that's always a good start to it.
It's stunning.
But other than that, not much really else, yeah.
Nice. What have you got planned for today?
Just a bit of work, training after work, and other than that, there's not really much else we can do in lockdown, to be honest. So what about yourself?
Well, I think I'm just going to make most of the day and finish up some work and then go around the tan, try and do a couple of laps. But yeah, try and keep busy, but not much to do.
Did you say a couple of times around the tan?
Yes.
Like, is that two runs in a day?
Wow.
What's the distance around the tan?
3.6.
Sorry?
3.8.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's about 3.5K.
That's impressive.
Thank you. I'm glad you're impressed.
I've been telling myself Dan Andrews isn't letting us outside to run. That's what I've been telling myself. I haven't seen the rules.
Yeah, you tell yourself what you need to tell yourself.
Wow.
I'm fixated on this run. That Anderson Hill, running up that hill, Boxy.
I know.
That is the worst. That is actually the worst. But you got to get it done.
Maybe Dano can be at the end of it with a nice rose.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah, absolutely.
It's outside his zone, Viv. Don't break the rules.
No, I think I can squeeze that in my work 5K radius.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Dane, yeah, since the double run was mentioned, you've perked up a bit. Like, that's
hasn't he?
There's a lot of fitness going on there, Ruby. And he likes fitness, Dane.
Sorry, what was that?
Nope, all good. I'm just enjoying this date. Yeah. Dane, Ruby, there seems to be a spark. We are enjoying this. Did you not think there was, Bev?
There's no spark.
Really?
Yeah,
there's a spark.
I think there's a spark.
No, there's no spark.
Fitness and the outdoors and exercise.
I think Ruby's a bit more outgoing. I think that is a bit. She wants someone that's a bit more outgoing. I think
Dane's
more reserved.
Well, maybe shirtless on Instagram is outgoing.
Ruby
Don't
has
worry.
A question for Dane. Ruby, what's your question?
My question is, so I am vegan. And I know that you do like animals, but I just want to know, Dane, what you, how you feel about people who are vegan.
Oh, it's completely. your dietary requirements are completely your option. As long as that no one tries to sort of change the way that I eat, I'm happy for my partner to eat whatever they want.
Whoever they want.
He doesn't care. He'll take a cannibal.
How would you go if Dano was sitting there with a big, fat, juicy steak? Would you be able to do that? Or
yeah, look, to be honest, I don't really mind. It's not something that like bothers me, and I'm not someone who would push my values to someone else. But as long as it's more so the people who are still eating meat have the problem with someone who's not eating meat. I don't know. Maybe it's a guilty thing. Who knows? But I don't really mind. So that's a good sign.
That's good.
There we go.
I just want to say as well, quickly, Fev, I don't think the spark can be created in the first 5 minutes of the conversation on the air.
Don't worry.
I think
I'll stop you there, Dano. I'll stop you there, mate. Oh, there's got to be a spark early. And if you can't light it, don't bother doing it, bro.
Dane, wow. I am going to jump into your defence. It is we are on the radio.
Yeah, we're on
Dane
it.
And Ruby have just met in front of us, in front of all our listeners.
Need some tips from
Lelouch. I thought there was chemistry, Dane and Ruby. prove Fev wrong. Maybe you will exchange messages across the day today.
Oh, he could pick her because she's hot.
Oh.
She's hot.
She's got a great personality.
100%. I said that. I said she's the outgoing one.
Oh, dear.
I pumped her up.
Okay. Dane and Ruby.
Dane's a bit flat.
You just enjoy your day. Dane, we will catch up with you again tomorrow. Thank you for being in the Batchy Bubble, Ruby. And we will, after we speak to Osha, Dane, you've got your big decision to make.
Yep, I'm really looking forward to it.
And don't be swayed by Osha, because he's another vegan runner. All right, so I know which way he's going to push you down. Beefy Feather
Nick. Big night on the telly tonight, Channel 10, 7:30. It's the finale. The Bachelor, Jimmy, is going to decide. Who will he pick, Holly or Brooke? Well, I think, well, we've said we've known who he's going to pick from day one.
Yeah. Yeah, because she was $1.10.
She is there. And we are joined again 2 weeks in a row. What a treat for us.
Oh, God.
The host of The Bachelor, Osha Ginsburg. Osh.
Oh, team.
It's back.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, actually. I'm actually really good. I'm feeling good about tonight. I'm feeling excited because there's actual visual documentation that I actually left my house. We got on a plane. Like, there was this time when I was able, because the airport's more than 5 kilometres from my house, I was actually able to drive to the airport, get on a plane, and fly to another state.
How was that?
We've really
Man, that sounds so good.
We've really lowered the bar on a good time now, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Went to the airport.
I got to the border control at the Northern Territory when we landed.
Gave him a rose.
Airport. No, buddy, you know what they did to me? They say, welcome to Northern Territory. Would you like a vaccine? We're offering it to anyone that visits.
Oh,
so I'm like, you guys have got it together. This is back in May. Like, you guys have got it together.
Did you take one? Why not?
I didn't because I had to shoot that day.
Oh, yeah. Knock you around a bit.
Now,
look, it's worth it, mate. Give me some of that freedom juice, Cody. Give me both arms at the same time.
I've had Get one. 5G. I'm half a hero.
Get 10G in both arms. Perfect.
I'll take it.
Now, Osh, you know we're taking from your very successful show because we have been conducting our very own Batchy Bubble here on our radio show. It's the Batchy Bubble. We'll find you love when you're in lockdown.
It's no trouble. Before you know it, you're in a wedding gown.
Now, Osh, last week we attempted to find love for Lauren. That didn't work out well. We'll move on from that. But now we have Dane in our Batchy Bubble. Dane, welcome to the love guru himself, Osha.
G'day, Osha. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm mate. I'm all right. I'm all good. We're going to try to get you away from silly swiping. We're going to try and get you an actual connection here.
Yeah, this sounds perfect, I reckon. I'm really excited for this.
I know. Well, because when Osh has a prediction or believes something, it does. You want to go with what he says. Now, he is going to listen to some dates, Osh. So this was Dane meeting Amanda on Monday.
What would your ideal date be?
I'm assuming this is outside of lockdown.
Outside of lockdown, yes, of course.
You know, maybe spending the day going for a hike followed by a drink and a meal.
That sounds perfect.
Ooh, okay, Osh. I'm going to move on now to Mila, Dane's second date.
What do you look for in a partner, Mila?
I'm looking for that partner in crime that we're going to be doing activities every day. We're just pushing each other, challenge each other. So good company.
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. That sounds perfect.
And then finally, yesterday, there was Ruby.
So I am vegan, but I just want to know, Dane, how you feel about people who are vegan.
Your dietary requirements are completely your option. I'm happy for my partner to eat whatever they want.
Now, Osh, what are you vibing on those 3 dates? We'd love for your insight.
Well, look, I don't know, Dane. How did I go? Let me just see. You said my predictions are amazing, Fifi. How did I go last week?
The guy bailed, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
bailed. Unfortunately.
Yeah,
so far,
Dane, I've done a terrible job.
That's not on you, though.
No, that wasn't you. You picked her, and Lauren went with him,
yeah,
Sam. We all agreed him, but he's
too young.
I picked the guy that bailed. I did a terrible job.
Okay.
So take this for what you will, mate, but and I'm sure Mila's lovely, but maybe I'm just a bit flinchy from previous experience of someone who's looking for someone who wants to do crime together. It's not for me. All right. I've seen too many episodes of Mr. In Between. I'd like to stay out of the big house.
Wow. The 5G's kicked in yet.
Oh, bad connection.
Have we got you, Osh?
What's happened?
Osh,
he started talking about crime. And...
Oh, maybe... Machine off now, please. Who's... Oh, that's interesting. Going on? Someone's getting... Is Osha getting into trouble? Are you there, Osh?
We'll leave that there for Georgia for when she's ready for the call.
It might have gone through his Bluetooth. Do you reckon through one of the speakers?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's Wolf. That's his son getting into trouble.
Oh, no.
Osh, are you there?
Yeah, mate. Sorry. I think my son turned on the Bluetooth speaker in the other room and you might have
that's
been saying
hilarious.
Funny things to him.
That's hilarious. I was trying to talk to Wolf there. But,
he was getting in trouble.
Now, continue. So you went to Mila. Now, what did you think of the other two?
Well, I was going to say that I've eaten plants for my whole, like for the last 20 years, I've only ever eaten plants. My wife, Audrey, though, she's Fijian, which I don't know if you've ever been to Fiji. That's the technical opposite of veganism. Like if there's a shadow, they'll eat it. And we have a great time. But I would say to you that if you want to start exploring new things, like what do you want to put in your mouth is your business. But if you want to go on an adventure, as far as your taste is concerned, this may be a whole new uncharted territory. I always like to think, go into a relationship that challenges you because otherwise there's no personal growth. So I'm going to lean on the last lady.
That's who I said again. Mate, I said Ruby too. We've got something.
Yeah, I said Ruby. Osh, because Osh is into fitness and vegan. So,
well, thank you very much, Osh. Can we just hear Dane? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'll take it on board. Like, it's been an absolute hard decision. Like, all three ladies have been absolutely amazing to speak to. I'm really struggling. I am. So thank you for your input. Sure, I'll take that on board.
I'm just going to say, I've done this job for 16 seasons of Bachelor and Bachelorette. I'm going to tell you this, and this goes for any relationship. If you go for what you've always gone for, you're going to get what you've always got. And if you're still single, it's because you've gone for what you've always gone for. So go for something you've never gone for before. Try something new. Ooh. That's what I'm saying, man.
I love this.
Does that apply for people in a relationship?
Well, I don't know, Feb. It may apply more to extra.
I was just asking for a friend. A friend.
You're a brave man. And Osh, we love this insight. Tomorrow, Dane will he'll be telling the lucky lady who he's going to go on the date with. And don't forget, catch The Bachelor. It's the big finale tonight. Jimmy's going to pick. Who's your pick?
Holly!
100% Holly!
We knew it in the first episode. She's $1 at sports bet. Boom!
Good luck to Brooke, though.
Making process is hilarious. I've been banned from that app, but I will tell you off air.
Okay. Fifi, Feb, and Nick. It's the Batchy Bubble. We'll find you love when you're in lockdown. It's no trouble. Before you know it, you're in a wedding gown. It's just been so tough for single people in Melbourne over the last 18 months. It's very hard to find somebody to get out there and mingle. There's no opportunities. So we're constantly, how can we help Melbourne at this difficult time? And the way we can help singles is by matching them up. And the cool thing is, you don't have to slide into a stranger's DMs. You just slide into our DMs at Fifi Fev Nick. You tell us what you're looking for and we try to pair you up. And this week we've been all about Dane. Dane, he's 34 in Frankston South. We've given him three great dates. We found him Amanda on Monday.
What would your ideal date be?
I'm assuming this is outside of lockdown.
Outside of lockdown, yes, of course.
You know, maybe spending the day going for a hike followed by a drink and a meal.
That sounds perfect.
Then there was Mila, the Brazilian banker.
What do you look for in a partner, Mila?
I'm looking for that partner in crime that we're going to be doing activities every day. We're just pushing each other, challenge each other. So good company.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds perfect.
Oh, these were great women. And finally, Ruby, 29 from St Kilda.
So I am vegan, but I just want to know, Dane, how you feel about people who are vegan.
Your dietary requirements are completely your option. I'm happy for my partner to eat whoever, whatever they want.
Then yesterday we went to the love god himself, Osher Ginsberg, host of the Bachelor franchise, to find out who he thought Dane should pick.
If you want to go on an adventure, as far as your taste is concerned, this may be a whole new uncharted territory. I always like to think, go into a relationship that challenges you, because otherwise there's no personal growth. So I'm going to lean on the last lady.
That's who I Ruby. Said again. Mate, I said Ruby too. We've got something
Yeah,
in
I said Ruby. Osher, because wow. Osher's into fitness and vegan.
There we go. There were the three dates that we had on the show. Now, Dane joins us. Dane, welcome back to the Batchy Bubble.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
We're great, Dane. Now, there's a lot of pressure on you at the moment. You are about to, tonight, it's a Friday, you're going to have your Zoom date with one of these ladies. We've sent you a $100 iconic gift card so you can deck yourself out in some great duds for the date. You're going to get Uber vouchers, both of you. We're sending flowers to the lucky lady.
So
Dane,
good.
Who have you picked? Talk us through the process.
Guys, this was it was a really hard decision to make. All three ladies were lovely to speak to, and I had great connection with all of them. But I had a really strong connection with Amanda. I'd really like to take Amanda on a date.
Amanda, are you there?
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Whoa, Amanda, we're great. Dane would like to go on a date with you. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, like, I'm really surprised, but I am so excited because, yeah, throughout the week, you know, we had some really good conversations and, yeah, I thought we had a really good connection as well. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh, we love it. Now, Dane, so you had the date on our show, but you've been corresponding with the ladies away from the show. Is that right?
Yes. So I chatted to all three of them after I spoke to them on the radio. Me and Amanda have been chatting all week, so... Yeah, we've had...
What sort of chat? Has it escalated? Has it just started off about, hey, how are you going, what do you do, to what sort of chat we're at now?
We're...
Amanda's laughing, so I'm assuming something's going on. Like, this is...
Well, I worked a night shift last night, so we couldn't really chat too much, and she worked some crazy hours as well. So we haven't had a great long chat, but the chats we've had have been really great.
Any FaceTime?
Ooh. Not yet.
Well, it's all about tonight. So, Dane and Amanda, you're going to get your Uber Eats vouchers. So, dinner's on us. You get your Zoom cameras ready. Enjoy the evening. And we'll touch base on Monday to see how things are progressing.
Fantastic.
Good luck. Hey, Boxy, I reckon we need to make... well done to those two, but I reckon Ruby needs to be our next bachelorette. She's a smoker.
Yeah, oh no, Ruby and Mila. We're having some wonderful single people. They are DMing us. Continue to do that. Look, what we've been doing lately, because Ruby was actually Lauren's friend. Now, Lauren was the one we had on the date last week. Dane was actually one of the dates for Lauren. It's all been very incestuous so far. We might branch out and find a brand new candidate. So if you're single and you want to go through this process, and think about it, we're your wing women and men. We will help you through it. Slide into our DMs. Fifi, Fev, and Nick.